Senior Airman Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report. Cobra Warrior 23, an inter-service collaboration. Cobra Warrior 23 is a multinational exercise held in the United Kingdom, offering Allied forces the opportunity to participate in complex, realistic training scenarios, serving as a crucial platform for members to hone tactical skills, enhance cooperation, and adapt to evolving security challenges. Cobra Warrior underscores the commitment of Allied nations to maintaining peace and security, as well as their dedication to staying prepared for any contingency.
Cobra Warrior is a UK-led effort focusing on operational to tactical high-end spectrum warfighting in a contested, degraded, limited operating environment. Members from Aviano Air Base's 56th Rescue Squadron traveled to the United Kingdom to participate in this unique training opportunity. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, shares more on the intricate and strategic efforts focused on throughout this exercise.
What's really interesting about Cobra Warrior is it's more than just flying helicopters in support of combat search and rescue and integrating with fixed wing. There's an additional layer of complexity, and that is the electronic warfare component. So they're flying in an environment that reflects and replicates some electronic warfare considerations for their planning and execution, which is really, really good, because we don't have an opportunity to do that every day.
Clark also says it's crucial to seize this training opportunity since it's a rare occasion. I'm Senior Airman Rhea Feltner, AFN News.
Inter-service collaboration. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. Air Force and Marine Corps units are working together to improve their abilities with remotely piloted aircraft, or RPAs. Airmen from the 432nd at Creech Air Force Base, Nevada, made history over the summer with two firsts, bringing an MQ-9 Reaper into a Marine exercise at 29 Palms, then later landing one of the aircraft at Camp Pendleton, both in California. They work with their Marine counterparts who've brought their own remotely piloted aircraft unit online in the past few years. Officials say the mutual benefit comes from the Air Force's knowledge and experience base with RPAs and the Marine Corps' knowledge of operating in the Indo-Pacific Theater. They say the partnership underlines the importance of inter-service collaboration. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano.